Now he opens chapter 30. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, Thus speaketh the Lord God of Israel, saying, Write thee all the words that I've spoken unto thee in a book. Now, he's writing his prophecy. After all, he's in jail. He won't be in the pulpit for Sunday morning. Verse 3 now. For lo, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will bring again the captivity of my people Israel and Judah, saith the Lord, and I will cause them to return to the land that I gave to their fathers, and they shall possess it. And these are the words that the Lord spoke concerning Israel and concerning Judah. For thus saith the Lord, we've heard a voice of trembling, of fear, and not of peace. And believe me, they had heard that from Jeremiah, that there'd be no peace. But the false prophets had said peace, and there was none. He says, Now ask ye now and see whether a man doth travail with child. Wherefore do I see every man with his hands on his loins, as a woman in travail, and all faces are turned into sadness, paleness. Now he sees not only that great day coming, but the day of the Lord is coming. That the other prophets, including Isaiah, had said it's a day of darkness and not light. Well, they go through the night into the brightness of the day. In other words, they go through the great tribulation and listen to him in verse 7. Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it. God said, there's coming a day that you think it's bad now, you haven't seen anything yet. Wait until that great tribulation begins. Verse 9, But they shall serve the Lord their God and David their king, whom I will raise up unto them. And out of that time of awful trouble, they're going to return to the land, and David will be raised from the dead when they enter the kingdom and will reign over these people. Now, verse 18, will you notice it? Thus saith the Lord, Behold, I will bring again the captivity of Jacob's tents and have mercy on his dwelling places, and the city shall be builded upon her own heap, and the palace shall remain after the manner thereof. Now, when will this take place? Way down at verse 24, he says, The fierce anger of the Lord shall not return until he have done it, and until he have performed the intents of his heart in the latter days, ye shall consider it. In other words, this is something way down in the future.